This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Way too place for real. Track burns like a real. Spin it in your face. Spin it in your face. Play it in your, play it in your face.
How do you do? How do you do? I hope you're doing well. I have a smile in my voice today because on the DJV experience, we're going to introduce a new voice, a new personality into the program. That'll come up later on in this hour. Somebody new and exciting who will help us win the radio battle as we present the issues of the day, discussions of things that are going on. Melania Trump wants a divorce. There's a rumor floating around, and you know how people love to spread those rumors. Melania wants out. She's not happy with how her life has ended up. She's miserable, unhappy. She doesn't like anything that's going on in her life right now. So it's time for a change. Was she married before? Was this her first marriage or was she
first marriage,
before?
I believe, right?
So, yeah, I think this is the
how
first.
How many times, darling?
So I have to ask you this question.
Yes.
Three. This is his third.
Third one. Okay.
Is there or has there? Because I can only pull on my most immediate, which goes back to like probably Reagan. I'd imagine Victoria and Kerry probably have even less than that because they're a little younger. Has there ever been a presidency that's ruined a marriage before?
I don't know the answer to that because in my lifetime,
I don't think the Clintons fared very well.
Yeah, no, the Clintons.
Yeah, but I don't know how great they were going in.
Right. Right.
Hold on a second. What is it with this? You know, I really, these things.
Who's got the news on in the background?
That's right. I just.
Who's cheating? We are the news. Who's cheating?
Yes, we are. Well, we can make it. Anyway, so apparently her hairstylist is gossiping. This is the problem with being known, a commodity, if you will. You have no friends. You have no privacy. There's nothing that you can say or do. In this circumstance, and this is certainly unconventional. She's in New York while the son finishes school, and just the whole thing. And one wonders, the people who don't like Donald Trump will tell you that he doesn't care. And, you know, Ivanka's basically the first. We were talking about that early on in the campaign, though, weren't we? It doesn't seem that she really fits, Melania fits into the equation. Am I right or not?
Well, I think that it's been, like, clear the whole time that she's wanted to spend... She's very dedicated to Barron. You can tell. I mean, there's no bones about that. And so I think that's her first priority. And you know what? I don't fault her for that. I think that's right. I mean, we've got to make our kids the priority, right?
Yeah, but who is... That's a good question. Who has had a marriage ruined by being the president? It certainly enhanced Ronald Reagan's. Didn't do him any harm. I remember Mamie Eisenhower... There was nothing, basically. I mean, they were, at that time, very stoic. There was certainly all of the stuff that Ike had to deal with coming back because his driver and assistant, he was, I remember Pat something or other, Summersby, that name. See how good my memory is. Somebody find out, go and Google Dwight Eisenhower's assistant in World War II, his driver, and I think it was Pat Summersby. An English lady who he had an affair with pretty much the entire time he was over running things in the European theater. And then, okay, so fast forward, or you go back to
Kay Summersby.
Summersby? It was Kate, right? Not Kay. Pat. Okay. Yeah.
Kay.
All right. Yeah.
Kay Summersby.
All right. So, I mean, you go back, FDR was having affairs all over the place. See, presidents before JFK, nobody really knew about the personal lives. There was this unspoken deal. The news media never looked at. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
Well, I think then to answer your question, the Kennedy's marriage, if he hadn't been killed, I think that marriage would have been over by the time he got out of office, right? I mean, that marriage seems, from everything that we know, that you know, certainly Jackie O or Jackie Kennedy at the time went into the marriage, you know, happy and thinking that it was going to be a good thing, and then that quickly crumbled. So, I don't know, maybe that would be the biggest failure in terms of president.
If you saw the
marriage.
Movie Jackie, you wouldn't have thought there was any truth to that at all.
Truth
that
to what?
Truth to the fact that she didn't love him and she was going to...
No, I think she loved him a lot. I think, you know, he was obviously had a lot of extracurriculars, so I don't think that that marriage would have lasted had he just been a normal president who left after a term or second term or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it was easy to sort of romanticize that marriage because he was killed.
Maybe.
No,
yeah, okay.
And then the question is now, after Bill Clinton, is there room to cheat anymore for a president? Because I would bargain that George W. Bush and President Obama did not cheat on their spouses while they were in office.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would also think that there's no way, with all the eyeballs on President Trump, that he would be able to, to sneak one in either. So do you think now is about
sneak
the time that
in.
No one can...
How genteel
well, you know
is
what
that?
I mean?
Sneak one in.
Well, yeah. At Mar-a-Lago or in New York, he could,
I guess. That's another question. If it doesn't work out between the two of them and they got a divorce while he was in office, are you allowed to date anyone?
Date the president.
While you're president, or do you have to wait until you're not president anymore?
What was the movie? Was it The American President with Michael Douglas?
Yes.
He was
dating
Annette Bening, right?
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
That's an excellent movie, too, by the way. If you haven't ever seen it,
probably find it
on Netflix or whatever.
That's the one. And what's the one where the old codgers would always sing Hail to the Chief in their head? It was James Garner and...
Jack Lemmon, I think.
Yes, yeah. I know what you mean.
That was another good president.
That's a really good one. I mean, would a single man ever or a divorced man ever
get elected?
Hmm.
That's another good question. Would you vote for a single
man?
It's
funny because they almost, not only do they have to have a wife and most of the time kids, but they also have to have a dog.
Mm-hmm. I know, or
so
get one
possible?
Quickly.
Yeah, they have to get a dog quickly. That's a good question. Could you get elected?
I put in a...
Could a single woman ever be elected? That would be the other one. Probably not.
Oh, God.
Well, let's go back to the question. Could a Catholic be president? Could a Jew be president? You know, any of those things are always part of the conversation. Speaking of the conversation, if Trump was smart, he would do every weekend what he's planning to do this weekend. In my opinion, he's going to have a rally at a hangar at the airport in Melbourne, Florida, this Saturday. If he was smart, every Saturday he'd go around the country someplace different and have a rally. And I put in a call, I actually sent an email to my pal John Harper, who runs WMEL, which is our affiliate there, to find out what he knows, give us a little background into the president's having that rally, which is scheduled for 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in the Melbourne airport. I think if he was smart, that's what he'd do.
That gets expensive.
To get ahead of the news cycle. What do you mean it gets expensive? What does that mean?
Taxpayers would have to pay for all the travel. I'm just saying, if Obama did that every weekend, there would be a lot of complaints about, oh, it's costing us so much money, and he couldn't even go home to Hawaii without people complaining about it.
And now, this is a different... No, that's not the same thing at all. That was a vacation. This isn't the public interest, but there are ways, if somebody put up a red flag, they could say, okay, the Republican National Committee can pay for this, which is certainly something that has been part of the precedent before. There are plenty of the sorts of things that have gone on like this. I mean, at some point in time, you have to give the guy his due. It's getting very one-sided here. It's becoming obnoxiously one-sided. The people that are trying to distill or disrupt all of this stuff, whether you agree or disagree with the policies, there's some of the things. I listened yesterday. I think I told you I joined the YMCA here in Santa Monica, and I went to the gym yesterday. I've been going frequently, and there are three weight rooms and machine rooms at the Y. And I found myself yesterday afternoon going from one to the other to the other because I'm listening to these idiotic morons, these old, stupid men talking about stuff like they've got a paper butt. And it's just, their voices are so loud and so annoying. I'm looking, around, okay, where can I go? I'll go to the next one. So I went in over to use the machines in the next room, and these two old buzzards followed me over there. And then there was another guy that joined him in the weight room downstairs. And I'm listening to these people and what they have to say. And then I went into the locker room to go into the steam room. And this old guy, and everybody's got their dingle hanging out, and they're standing around like they're talking. I mean, they're like this was Main Street, the Third Street Promenade, and they were holding a lecture or something. It was just annoying as all get out. So, just that's part
it's
of
it. It's gotten pretty obstructive. I think it that, has, you know, yeah. But the cool thing is that this is where the sweet spot is, you know, and so having this event and making the announcement of the event, it's a way for him to reset what's been a pretty tough week. It's not a terrible idea. And when you put it in juxtaposition, I mean, President Obama, you're right, Victoria, that's why they called him the campaigner in chief, because he'd go out on all these events over the weekend. So do you want Trump doing that all the time? No, but I think well-placed to reset and to try to get back in touch with the people, it's probably not a bad idea.
No. All right, let's see what happens.
It was a rough week for sure. I mean, every day it was, you know, people are making a lot of jokes, but it's true. Every single time my phone went off with a news alert, I literally had, like, kind of, like, looking through one eye going, oh, geez, you know, like, facepalm, oh, God, what now? I mean, it's just, it's been a rough week.
But it's gotten ridiculous. It's really, and the fact that you've got these news alerts on you, I know it's what we do, we talk about what's in the news and stuff, but give yourself a break, will you, kid?
Shut it
up. Sorry. I don't even ask for mine, and they pop up, so, yeah. Sometimes they just find you.
Sometimes they do, yeah.
All right,
back to the Melania thing really quick.
Yes,
there is I don't know what you were reading. I'm interested to know, you know, I know there's an Us Weekly magazine ad or article coming out this weekend saying that Melania is miserable and she wants a divorce and all this stuff. But the interesting thing is the source, the quote-unquote source in that article, is Philip Block.
I can show you that. He's the hairdresser.
No, he's her stylist, and he is such a has-been. He is a washed-up has-been on the New York fashion scene. He has not dressed anybody in years of any importance, and that, to me, I don't put any credit. He what?
Never mind. It was a bad joke. Go ahead.
I don't put any credence into anything he says just because I know him and I know the source and I wouldn't believe any of that. So
well,
I think that's
his
way of
thinking. He's not going to address anybody after making the comment.
Right. So here's, this is what...
to me, that's fake news.
That's a very interesting... And one wonders how much of that credibility test we can put to many of these other stories that are floating around that seem not to have. I mean, there is some stuff that seems to have some metal to it, like the Russia thing. There's a little something going on there, I think. But you know, some of these other things, there's just so much. It's almost libelous. The kinds
of
things that are being said that are just not true. They're just gossip. I'm talking about these old buzzards that were in the Y yesterday, much as anything else. There's kind of things that they say, I mean, even in their own stupid way, and I have no, and by the way, I'm sounding the way I do because I don't have respect for people who just sit around and gum all the time about stuff they haven't got a clue about. I mean, it is the way it is. People are like that. But that doesn't mean you have to give them any credibility one way or another. And there's too much disruption. There's too much to gain by getting on the same page and trying to fix a lot of these problems. And a lot of people are just causing problems for the sake of causing problems.
Right.
Food for thought. 20 after the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn at night. It's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Did you you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Okay, hold on. Stop the music for a second, Sarah. Speaking of me and my music, I promised that we would introduce a new voice into the program today. And this is probably as good a place as any because I was singing in the park the other day. And we have there was a bird with a microphone who is very handy to my singing. And this is how the singing went.
Every mountain till you find your dreams.
Do you want Grandpa to stop?
Yeah.
Grandpa, stop. Stop, please.
Stop, please.
That is awesome.
Miles makes it.
It's radio debut, and he's already better than all of us.
Stop, please.
All right.
Stop, please. Stop, please.
Make sure we isolate that camera and keep that up our sleeve in case we need it.
That's awesome. Right.
Meanwhile, we're back with Madonna, who apparently is keeping busy this year.
Is she trying to adopt another country again? Angelina Jolie or something?
Right.
Some of the gossip sites have uncovered some details of the marriage she had with Guy Ritchie, including an accusation that she shared, she covered up her body with cream every night before she wrapped herself in plastic. $800 worth of some kind of special cream. Now, I know because I have been doing it and people that I'm close
wrapping
to.
Wrapping yourself
doing
in
it.
Plastic.
No, but using coconut oil is really good for your skin.
Sure, yeah.
But that's not going to cost you $800 a night, is it?
No.
a jar of coconut oil is like a couple of bucks. Whether that's true or not, isn't nobody really knows for sure. Isn't she selling her own skincare line now?
She is, yeah. She's launching her MDNA line. I think it launched somewhere else, maybe like Japan or something, but it's coming to the U.S. soon.
Really?
I don't know how much it'll be. I'm sure it'll be pricey.
Yeah. She also announced on Instagram that she has adopted a 4-year-old set of twins. Oh, is that new news? I thought that was a couple of weeks ago. Is that something that has that been finalized?
She was in the hearings for it. She had to go through like a tribunal to get approval, but she got approval. Mm-hmm. So the twin girls, I think, are 4 years old.
And they're from Malawi again, right? Isn't that where
they're... Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody know where Malawi is?
Africa? I think it's in Africa, but
of course
that's
it's
about
Africa.
As good as you're going to get.
I know, that's all I know.
I think it's north of north and west of
north
Botswana.
North of Detroit.
Yeah, I know, right?
Jennifer.
Geography is not my strong suit.
Let's get on to the next singer of note who's in the news today. This is from the Sia camp. The past couple of years, Kanye has seriously turned to fashion as a form of expression, which is okay with Sia, so long as no animals are hurt in the process. She was tweeting to Kanye, requesting he go fur-free just in time for the Yeezy Season 5 line of New York Fashion Week. What is Yeezy?
That's the name of his fashion line.
Surprised I don't know. I'm a dummy. I don't know that.
And believe me, none of it. It all looks like people just sort of, I don't know. It's horrible looking clothing. That's all I can say. And on top of that, I agree with Sia. It's horrible clothing covered up with fur coats that are completely unnecessary.
How is Sia worried about animals when she wears one on her head every day?
She wears what?
An animal on her head every day.
Respond to that. It's 28 cents. Yeah, for
playing the victim. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a vast difference between being a victim and playing a victim. When you're victimized and become a victim, it's a horrible, horrible thing. When you play the victim, however, it's actually just pretty frustrating and selfish. If you hurt someone, for example, and then, instead of focusing on apologizing, spend more of your effort explaining why you did what you did in the hopes of eliciting sympathy from the person you hurt, well then, that's an example of playing the victim. People often play the victim to take the pressure off having to face the responsibility they own for hurting others. And that's not healthy at all. We will all make mistakes, and we will all hurt others from time to time, even if we don't mean to. But when you do hurt someone, intentionally or not, the best thing you can do is own what you've done without excuses, and then do whatever is best for the person you hurt. For more on life, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen presenting Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. And the experience of a lifetime conversationally, you get the benefit of listening to us talk about big-time things. And you can respond as you follow us at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and then, of course, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Good place for you to follow what's going on. Follow the bouncing ball of information. The Trump Fest with... I'm looking at these names. I take a deep breath because I kind of didn't want to. I'm not into the political stuff. It really, there's plenty of other places to talk about it. But I thought I would point something out that came about as a result of this fellow Putzer. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Putzer.
Putzer. Mm-hmm. Putz. Whatever.
Putzer.
Anyway, he withdraws his name from consideration to be a cabinet
post because he beat up his wife or something. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, the real reason he withdrew is because, not that he beat up his wife, allegedly, but that he only could lose the support of two Republicans. And when they were doing the roll call, they found out that it was anywhere between six Republicans and double-digit Republicans that weren't going to vote for him.
Right. Okay. So for those of you who are happy that there's an embarrassment here, I have to go no further back than Bill Clinton, well, actually to Barack Obama, and both of the Bush presidents all had to come up with new names after various nominees for their cabinet. Some of their cabinet positions ran into trouble, too. So
I think that's
the first
time.
That's
why we vet people, is to see, you know, I mean, you know,
they all push boundaries to get there. Right. If they can get somebody in, they'll slip them in.
But this guy was controversial going into it, though, right? Is this the guy who has Carl's Jr.?
Yep.
Right, and then he's made, and he wanted to like automate. He wanted to get rid of the workers and automate everything anyway, which is kind of weird for him to be in charge of labor.
Guess who? Yeah, but guess who paid to take him down?
Paid
President Joe. No, the unions. The unions were like, no way, because he was really big into these rights to work states.
Yeah.
And so the unions, I think, are the ones that kind of dug up the stuff. Because his wife, when she was on Oprah, said, like in the 80s, said that there was some abuse. And then she took back the statements a few years later saying, no, that was just me being angry. But, I mean, yeah, obviously you have to take those seriously, but if the woman takes them back, I don't know. It's just...
I didn't think they got back together. I thought she just took back what she said.
I remember when Tom Daschle, who was
said.
A senator, was put up for the Health and Human Services, and they found out he owed $140,000 in taxes.
See, this is what I don't understand, especially now, like in this day and age. Like, maybe we could give Tom Daschle a pass because social media wasn't so big.
Uh-huh.
But is there anybody that thinks that they have skeletons in their closet that think they are not going to come out?
Right. They all have.
I mean, how crazy are you to think that stuff is not going to come out now? Everything is online. Everything.
Zoe Baird. With Clinton, Linda Chavez, with George W. Bush. I'm just thinking about some of these old... every one of them's had their problems. Okay, so that is a point made. Here's another point that refers or sort of points us in the direction of progress. Every day I like to think that we move further ahead to making life better here, and at least in our little corner of the world, talking about things that hopefully you feel good about. So when... I think it was last year, about this time, we were talking about the progress made on the highways. It was safer. There were less accidents. Auto safety advocates have been talking about the new things that we're putting in cars to make them much safer, that kind of stuff. Well, apparently that has screeched to a halt because traffic deaths increased 6% last year, according to the National Safety Council. Over 40,000 people died in motor vehicle crashes last year. A 7% rise.
Distracted driving and the roads are crap. Can you say that?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So that brings me around to another item. The state of California. Now, you're going to have to help me on this, Jennifer, because my reference is to Ken, Bob, John and Ken talking about this on KFI yesterday afternoon. And when I heard it was...
Do you listen to your favorite morning show in L.A., by the way?
I'm not usually out. I'm doing my radio work.
That's what I thought.
After I get off the air, so I don't get to hear you in Angeles on the morning. I do get to hear you here, though, for 3 hours. So I think
I was just wondering if you wanted round two.
Yeah.
You can listen to round two, but go ahead.
Anyway.
For those of you that don't know, I do a morning show in Los Angeles, and Dougie's in Los Angeles. I'm just curious to know if my big supporter fan over here ever listens.
Well, but I finish my work. It usually takes me 2-3 hours to finish my work so that I can make sure that this enterprise, this little radio enterprise, keeps going. And then I'll take a nap. And then, like yesterday or the day before, Megan and Miles and I went to the park. And today we're going to go to tumble class.
Aw.
So nice. Are you going to tumble too? Or?
Well, I'm not too sure how much tumbling I'll do. But
can we get video of this too? I really want to see video of it.
Of what, the tumble class?
Yes.
Yeah, I think tumble class.
for Facebook and Twitter.
All right. For those of you who didn't hear the audio from my trip in the park the other day with Miles, Carrie's going to play it. We'll play it a couple of times during the course of the morning, but I promised if you weren't listening, we had a new voice on the program today, and here it is.
Every mountain till
South Free.
till you find your dreams.
Do you want Grandpa to stop?
Yeah.
Grandpa, stop. Stop, please.
I love his little please in the beginning is so pleading.
He's so sweet, I know. And at least he's polite when he tells you to shut it.
He's like, please. But he's really pleading with you. It's really cute.
We were walking amongst the redwoods over at that park that's near Jennifer's house.
Descanso Gardens, right.
We had to, you can hear the birds in the background. It's a wonderful place. Great, beautiful find. And so we were just sitting on a bench having a snack. And for some reason or another, I popped into song, and Miles puts his hand on my mouth, the first one, you know, like that. For whatever the reason, he's not used to me. He's not used to singing. Nobody in his house sings. I mean, he knows what singing is, but but it was different than listening to talk. And so he's trying to figure out what singing is, much as anything else. Don't for a minute think he doesn't like my singing, my real.
I love how you're justifying his, please stop, Grandpa, with the singing nonsense. And you're like, no, it's just because he doesn't know what singing is.
Mm. Right.
He's learning about it.
He knows what offends his ears.
Excuse me. Other people in the news today, Ashton Kutcher and John McCain seem to have a thing going on. This is kind of cute. Actually, Ashton was on the Hill yesterday testifying about human trafficking and slavery, modern-day slavery. He's very smart. It's a pretty serious topic, and he and his wife, or his ex-wife, Demi Moore, were passionate about this. John McCain seized the opportunity for a little bit of fun by making a playful, he took a shot at Kutcher's looks. He thanked Ashton and his colleagues for their testimony and then added, by the way, Ashton, you're better looking in the movies.
Right.
And Ashton replied by blowing McCain a kiss, which made the room erupt with laughter and certainly will spawn a million bromance pictures, memes.
They're the new O'Biden or Biden and Obama.
O'Biden. That's a good way of putting it. That's a very good way of putting it. O'Biden. Bromance, very cute. It's nice. That kind of stuff. I mean, that's the sort of thing there ought to be more focus on, just fun stuff like that. Because generally speaking, McCain's not exactly a fun guy.
No.
And
what would McCain and Kutcher's bromance name be? They don't go together very well.
Ashton. McKutcher.
Yeah. Well,
McKutcher. Yeah, McKutcher.
McKutcher.
Okay, there we go.
McKutcher, right? Yeah,
McKutcher. Or Jashton.
Yeah, very good.
I'm gonna actually take you to task. I think sometimes John McCain has a little bit too much fun. If the stories are true, he likes
to have a pop here and there.
He likes to have a little cocktail from time to time. Sure.
Apparently, each night when he gets home or before he gets home. Well, at least he doesn't have to drive. He's got a driver.
Oh,
40.
Yeah. They're fine.
43. Bad. Maybe they drink
away, John.
43 after the hour. Okay. So now we have this stir that we've created this week as we have started talking about parachute sheets and bedding. The sheets, the pillowcases, bedding sets, duvet covers, all of these things. We're focused on quality and what you as a consumer wants. They've done a lot of work, a lot of market research, these folks at Parachute, a young company, a young lady in her 30s who decided she didn't like what she was a marketing person. I don't know if you ladies, when you talked to her the other day, got that from her. She was a marketing person, I think, at a computer company, if I'm not mistaken, and was on a really good, fast track to be successful. And for whatever reason, when she went to find bedding for her new apartment, she didn't like what she found. And so she just looked around, this is not really good. Quality's not there. And so she created this line and did the research. So she found Egyptian cotton that is the best. And then she found a company in Italy to actually make the sheets. And when you put them on your bed, you will feel what we're talking about, the super comfort of these parachute sheets that the ladies have been sleeping on now for a couple of weeks. Have you? Has it been a couple of weeks, hasn't it, since we first got our sheets?
Mm-hmm. Like a week and a half, I think, right?
Yeah. So the hopping onto the bandwagon here, understanding that this stuff is all natural, no chemicals in it. Most of the sheets, it's kind of like, let's see how I can compare it to wall-to-wall carpeting. When you walk into a room that's just been carpeted wall to wall and you smell that stuff, all of the chemicals that are in it.
Yeah, chemically, right.
Yeah. Well, if you open up packages of sheets that come from conventional places, many of them smell the same way because they have chemicals and things in them for whatever the reason. I don't know why they put chemicals in this stuff, but they do.
Yeah. So and true. So, that's why it's so important. You have to wash your sheets at least once before you use them.
Yep.
Look, the dyes and they get really stiff because they're trying to put them in the packaging, so they use chemicals to keep them straight. These sheets, though, I'm telling you, I don't get to spend a lot of time in my bed because I'm working four jobs at the moment and all over the place. And so when I get into bed, I need it to be like an oasis. And I don't think I sleep any better than when I sleep in a hotel the first night. You know, when you're tired from traveling, you get into a bed in a hotel, and usually they have pretty high-end sheets if you stay in a decent place. It's like making my bed into a hotel bed with these parachute sheets. I love them.
Yeah, it's just all around, it's nothing but good. And you can get them by going to parachutehome.com/DJV. You'll get free shipping if you are using that code, parachutehome.com/DJV. Find out, go to the website, find out what we're all raving about. Look at the choices that you have there. Take your glasses off or put them on, whatever you have to do to see through the foolishness from some of the other people that are trying to get your business. These people deserve your business because they're working hard to make sure that this is just as perfect as it can be. And by the way, with a 60-day, or 60-night, I suppose more appropriate, 60-night trial, you run the sheets for a couple of months, don't like them, you send them back. That's it. They'll send you some more, send you money back. Then they donate the sheets to Habitat for Humanity for them to use. It's nothing but a really good, progressive, positive company with a great message and a great product. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so I want to get an opinion around the table here. Do you think that businesses ought to express their opinion or take action on controversial issues? Jennifer?
I think it's smarter not to.
Smarter not to. Victoria?
I'm not saying we should limit them from doing it, but it's smarter not to.
No. Okay, I'm just talking about business now. I'm not talking about law.
Right. I agree.
What about you, Victoria?
I agree with Jen. It's probably better not to, but it also depends on what the issue is. Like, if you're a restaurant, or if you're a restaurant chain, like Chipotle, for whatever reason, is jumping to mind, and you want to talk about, you know, they're very anti-factory farms, then that's an issue that would be very applicable to the business that would make it better, I think. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It depends on the issue.
What about you, Kara?
Yeah, I was about to say the exact same thing, that if it's something that directly affects you as a business, then I can understand jumping in, but otherwise it doesn't really make much sense to me.
Here's a survey. 41% of shoppers, 46% of executives say companies ought to express an opinion or take action on controversial issues. 40% of consumers regularly or frequently talk about how honest and ethical companies are. 34% say they're buying more from companies or brands that share their values. I find that fascinating.
You know what, though? I think that's more important to see in their actual actions than what they have to say, because I think a lot of the times what businesses say isn't necessarily what they do.
Right.
Yeah, that's an interesting, that's pretty astute. Yeah.
But a lot of people like to be a conscious consumer now, and that's a millennial thing, I know, but it's very important to millennials when you look at some of the research. So,
you're right.
It's important stuff.
Thank you. 10 before the hour.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time with D, J, and V. Actually, with D and V, because J...
J's in the shower.
Someone's in the shower with Jennifer. Okay, so we have some Twitter news and how to effectively sign off from your email account. Something coming right up here after we try to focus on hiring. Those of you, there are so many thousands of people, and I hear from many of them that listen to this program that like it because they know that I'm an entrepreneur, run a little company that does radio production. This program comes out of that. If you're cut from the same cloth, if you're an entrepreneur, you're running a small business, or even if you are running a huge business, the folks at ZipRecruiter.com have the most effective way of getting new hires, of finding employees. So if you're hiring and you want to know where and how to get the best candidates, listen to me for a second, tell you the story of ZipRecruiter.com. They allow you to post your job to a couple of hundred job sites. Imagine that. Imagine all the work it would be for you if you had to go to all of these top job sites yourself. But now you don't have to because you can use ZipRecruiter.com. Now, they are all over social media. You name it, they're there. And so now the way to fix the problem is just with one click, one single click on ZipRecruiter.com, you can place all of the information you need to find the quality candidate that you want. Any city, any job, any industry, doesn't make a difference where you are. You post once what your need is, and then you wait for the qualified candidates to roll in. ZipRecruiter.com. ZoomInterviews.com. What an easy way to find good candidates interfacing using the ZipRecruiter mode. ZipRecruiter.com, no juggling emails. You can quickly screen the candidates. You can rate them, and that brings you a good hire fast. So find out why ZipRecruiter.com has been used by all these big companies, medium-sized companies, small companies to find the right hire. This is nothing but pure genius, and you'll be showing your genius by making it easy for yourself to find the right, the first time you use them, you're going to love it. ZipRecruiter.com. Go there, and by the way, use it for free. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, it will not cost you anything. That's ZipRecruiter/DJV. One more time, try ZipRecruiter free. Go to ZipRecruiter, all one word, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, let's talk about this new Twitter update that people don't seem to be too happy with, Victoria.
Yeah, well, over the past few months, Twitter's introduced a few new safety tools, and they're trying to combat abusive behavior, which is a thing all social media platforms are grappling with. And last week, Twitter announced a few additions, including Safe Search, and noted that it would continue to roll out different changes and updates and let people know, let the users know every step of the way. However, Twitter just did something that a lot of people are not happy about. They are taking away the notifications when someone adds you to a list. So that means if people can start any list they want, Doug Steffen is a genius, or you know,
right.
Or not. I was going to go negative, but I want to go negative.
Really?
Or not. So and people can add you to any list, and in the past you would get a little notification that says Victoria Keelan just added you to the Doug Steffen is a genius list. And so you would know what lists people are putting you on. Now, some of the horrible lists are, it could be so and so is a horrible person, or so and so is a racist. I mean, you don't really know that anyone can do anything with these lists. Now, in the past you could take yourself off of them because you would know that it was happening. Now Twitter took away the notifications, making it harder for people to know what lists they've been put on. And so now you have to manually go and every day check to see who's put you where. And a lot of users are really unhappy about this because, you know, you have to control your image when you're on social media. And anyone can put you on any list which would imply something negative about you. So it's sort of, people are kind of saying, like, well, wait a minute, if you're trying to combat abusive behavior, this is not the way to go about it.
No.
So I think that they'll probably have to change that policy very quickly.
All right, let's focus on emails and how to effectively sign off from emails. What's the recommendation here?
This is interesting. In a new study of 350,000 email threads from an email productivity company called Boomerang, they looked at what was the most effective and least effective way to end and close out an email. And they checked 8 different salutations or closeouts. Thanks, regards, cheers, best regards, thanks in advance, thank you, best, and kind regards. And of the 8, those that expressed gratitude, specifically thanks in advance, thanks, and thank you, were far more likely to get a response, especially if you're looking to get a job. So if you're sending your resume and a cover letter out, those were the best ones to use. Thanks in advance was the most effective closing. It received a response rate that was almost 14% higher than the least effective closing, which was just best.
How
to
cool
me,
is that?
Best is just very lazy.
Nothing.
I don't like it when people do that. It's very lazy.
Right.
Yep.
Tech Talk, presented by ZipRecruiter.com. Get the deal. ZipRecruiter.com/D.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.